Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dad v Girls After Hours, episode 12.
Dun, dun, dun. So obviously there was not an episode last week, which we were really sad about, but hopefully it gave you time to catch up on all the other podcasts, so you are now up to date. So firstly, we just need to touch on that Joel at any point might be sneezing and itching
crying
his eyes.
And potentially dying on this podcast because we share a studio. Yeah, I know. We share a studio with the fellas and they've just done an episode with, like, I don't know how many dogs were in here, but apparently there's multiple dogs. I'm severely allergic to dogs, cats, horses.
Do you remember that time my mum and dad went and they, because you're allergic to like all animals with fur, obviously, and you've got it quite bad. That one time my mum and dad had been somewhere and
well, the thing is,
touched a horse.
that sounds weird, but I know that there's a, right, if I've been near a horse, I can tell the feeling of the allergies is very different. My chest tightens up, like really, goes really tight, really quick. So we were at your mum and dad's house. We were just sitting in the living room and I got that feeling. I thought, that's really strange. Like, this feels like I've been near a horse. And I'm like, and I'm like, where have you guys just come from? And they're like, the farm. And I'm like, did you touch a horse? They were like, yes. And I'm like, I'm dying.
And you had to go to hospital.
I ended up in hospital just because they had been with a horse that day.
You're also very allergic to dust.
Dust, hay fever.
So like the house has to be like dust free. I don't know if that's just a real thing or not.
What?
Or if you just make it so there's no dust in the house.
Imagine there is dust in the house.
The house is very
clean. Sometimes in our bedroom, like, I get allergies for no reason. I think there's dust under the bed.
Oh yeah, dusty bed.
Yeah, you need to get a little duster under there. I can't do it because I'm allergic
to it.
The bed is
too, I can lift the mattress, but I can't lift the actual bed.
So. It is actually so frustrating having allergies. Like, anyone who suffers with hay fever knows how it just brings you down. Like, it ruins your day. You wait all year for like better weather. As soon as the weather starts getting better and you're like, yeah, I'm in a great mood, the weather's nice, allergies just hit you. The tablets, the antihistamine tablets, like, they don't work. They don't do anything for me. Literally, I could take a whole pack of them and do nothing. But the kids' Pyrantel liquid, for some reason, that liquid, I don't know if it's like a mental thing, it works.
And we just tried to order some, but there's none around here. So
they cancelled the order.
But the last episode, obviously, was my dad. And I just wanted to touch on it because, one, obviously, he did amazing and he was so nervous.
He was brilliant.
Bless him. But there were so many nice, really lovely messages towards him that I actually screenshot so many that are coming from DMs or on YouTube itself, and I was just sending them to him.
But I know that would mean so much to your dad as well. Your dad is so lovely, and I know that seeing all those comments would have just absolutely made his day. So thank you to everyone who commented on
that. Was so nice.
You made him smile.
He did.
And everyone just loved the episode. It was so nice to have a guest as well. We definitely want to get more guests.
That's the part of the thing. When we have guests come in, I want to have people that are more personal to us. It is that more personal touch and like childhood stories and stuff. Like, that's how I see this podcast of having guests.
But then there's only so many of those people in our lives. Like, you know, we can't just start. I don't know. We need to figure out like what kind of guests we want on and what kind of thing. We don't want to just get like random like celebrity guests on just for the sake of it. Just for, oh, that's cool that we had.
And also, so-and-so. What we've said as well, when you listen to a podcast with somebody, it's normally that they might be promoting something, but you normally have the same conversation in like multiple podcasts. Whereas when you have family or close friends in, they're not on other podcasts. So it's new, fresh content.
So also, we've been in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
So we have lots to tell you about our holiday.
The best holiday ever.
What is it actually your best holiday ever?
I think it really is.
No way. Is it really?
It was one that all the kids were in.
So you're saying that Mexico is your absolute favourite holiday of all time?
Yeah, because what I was trying to explain is that, yes, we've been on holidays with all our girls, but this is the first one where it just felt easy with the girls, as it was so enjoyable. Obviously, Maddie's at that age where she just listens and understands so much better. Routine with Maddie, like her having her nap, and we just got to spend time with the bigger girls. It just was so nice, and I love the excursions and everything we did. Like,
yeah, I think as well it helped because obviously we went with your sister and her husband and all their kids.
Yeah.
So like when the kids have their cousins, they want to do is be in the pool, right? And it's almost like we could have just gone on like the cheapest holiday ever to like a resort.
They would have been happy anyway.
Yeah, like Lanzarote or something. We didn't need to fly halfway across the world and spend thousands of pounds. They would have just been happy in a pool.
But we did do the excursions, and it then wouldn't have been then my favourite holiday.
And also, let's talk about how terrified you were about going to Mexico.
Yeah, so I'd seen on TikTok that someone had gone and their partner had been hit by an actual wave.
Which doesn't sound serious, but he got paralysed instantly.
And it was really, like, they basically, traumatic. No hospital or no hotel would help him. It was all about money, and he didn't have the money to pay, or, you know, like, they wanted thousands of
pounds. They were basically trying to, extort him whilst his partner was dying on the beach. Yeah. Like,
and then the more I saw, like, I read that, once you've seen, you know what TikTok's like, once you've seen that, I was then getting all these different Mexico.
TikTok knows what you're about to do. It knows you're going to Mexico. And instead of like serving you up loads of content of like how beautiful Mexico is and all the different things you can do and excursions, it's like, here's someone being robbed by the cartel. Yeah. Here's someone being murdered.
And then it was like basically like saying how before, unless you was involved in, you know, drugs, then you'd be fine. But now it was saying like, if you look like you've got any nice items, then you could be robbed. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
and
I was actually so scared.
And I also saw someone had a cab driver, like still like thousands of pounds because they got them to tap their card and they'd put like $3,000 in or something on the card machine and not shown him and just quickly tapped his phone on it.
But because I was then freaking out and I was sending it to my sister. Freaked out.
Even I got a bit freaked out, and I'm so easygoing. I'm always like, nah, I'll be fine. Don't worry. But it actually got in my head. I think it was more the thing about if one of us, especially if one of the kids had an accident and we couldn't get like
health care
because they were trying to like, I don't know, rob us. Like that freaked me out. But when we got there, we were in like a big all-inclusive resort, and I pretty much got the vibe that we were like not going to leave that resort, almost like it was like a fortress. And I was like,
a couple of excursions.
I was like, we can't stay in the resort. We could have just gone to like somewhere local and done like a resort holiday. I was like, we're in Mexico. We need to go and explore.
Yeah. But then the first time we did go out, I needed to stop at the pharmacy for ladies' things. And do you remember we tried to open it and it was locked? And then this little lady come and opened the window.
Like a little slot
and
on the door.
Like, what can I get you? I was like, ladies' things. So she shuts the window. She goes, gets them, comes and brings it to me. And is like, is this it? I'm like, yeah. She okay, shuts the window, unlocks it, lets us in, locks us in the shop, lets us pay, and then unlocks us to let us out. So everything I was worried about, I was like, where are we? Like, oh my gosh, I was then really freaked out. But once we'd spent a few days doing what you say, Groundhog Day, I then felt a little bit safer. We'd done a couple of excursions because we booked through TUI. We was able to book the excursions through TUI. We then obviously felt safer. And I just needed a bit of time to be like, okay, so... And then we did do a couple of other things. But we still stayed safe because they were saying the taxis over there, they could... It's all about money, isn't it?
So then I was like, well, I want to do things outside of the excursions. I want to go to like... You know, like the cenotes, which are like those big natural spring, like, pools.
I don't know what they, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I want to go there, like not on an excursion, because we did do one on an excursion and you kind of get like half an hour there and then it's like onto something else. I'm like, I want to spend like half a day there. So I was like, let's just rent a car. Oh my God, when I suggest that, you nearly lost your mind.
Because when like, you're not good at driving anyway in direction. Whoa. And I feel like that it's then scarier because we don't, and plus there were so many of us. I was like, we are not going to fit.
I was looking to rent like a coach or something.
Yeah.
But we managed to find a cab company, which we looked at, like, and it had like really good reviews, and they got us like a minibus with a driver that we could have for like the day. And that kind of worked well.
It was. It felt safer. So we did a couple.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Mexico is beautiful as well. What I love about Mexico is that it feels well tropical. Like I love places that are tropical and feel like jungle kind of vibes. And like I love wildlife and stuff like that. So it kind of like ticked all those boxes.
So now I just feel like I want to go back there because I now feel braver. We obviously did... The best day was obviously we'd gone to, I don't know how you say it.
Siang Khan.
And that was honestly like the best day. We saw a turtle and for some reason, even though we saw a turtle in Hawaii, seeing it this time, I felt so emotional and I don't know why.
You felt emotional?
Yeah. I said this to you.
You said that it was special. I didn't know you felt emotional. I didn't know you were crying over a turtle.
I wasn't crying. But
is that why you went home and threw away all the straws?
Joel, seriously, dude.
Sorry, go on, you're having a moment.
No, I don't know. I can't tell you why, but I think the whole day felt so nice and so special that I don't know.
No, it was a very special day. So basically on this trip in Siang Khan, you basically go on a boat trip and they take you out on a little tour and they say on this trip, the things that you could see is crocodiles, dolphins, manatees and turtles. And they said, probably going to see turtles and you're probably going to see dolphins. You're not likely going to see a manatee and like 50-50 on a crocodile, but the chance of you seeing everything, they're basically like, don't get your hopes up. We'll see a couple of these things. Sarah's like, nah, we're going to see all of them. Because I don't know what it is about you, right? You have got some like lucky charm or you're
you
like...
You say lucky, I say unlucky sometimes.
You're like pet detective or something. Like when we went to Yosemite National Park like years ago, we only went to the park for half a day and obviously they've got bears there and there was people who work at the park who are like, oh, I've worked here for a year and I've not seen a bear. And Sarah's like, we're going to see a bear. 100% we're seeing a bear. Like manifesting it, we're seeing a bear, walking all the way through. Like, you're just like, don't worry, we're going to see one. We're going to see one. We saw a bear.
Yeah.
We were only there for a few hours. So it's like...
And another time we was driving through Florida and I was like, I feel like we're just going to see an alligator. And there was just one on the side of the road.
And it was like a busy road. It was like a motorway. Like the A3.
I was like, there's an alligator. But you say like lucky. I'm like unlucky. That's why probably I'm so scared of being in the sea because I'd be the one to be eaten by that shark. When you're looking for the shark and it's not there. Yeah, if I got in the water, that shark would be there. I'm telling you.
But now you've said it, Will. You're going to throw me in. That's the thing you're not getting. It's what you say.
Yeah.
If you say, yeah, there's going to be a shark and it's going to eat me.
But basically, we were... about to get on this little boat and bless Sophie, like if you've obviously seen our vlog of it, then you can see she's a little bit nervous.
I don't think the vlog would have come out yet. So this is like an exclusive.
Oh, okay, exclusive about the vlog. If you haven't seen it. But then, so Sophie was quite nervous. But basically, as soon as we are walking onto like this little bit of decking, there, no joke, like from me to Joel, there's a crocodile. Joel.
And not even just like any crocodile, like a big crocodile.
Huge. Would have like, eaten the children. Like, I'm gone.
Would have eaten us. Like, would have eaten us. Like,
me and my sister are now freaking out because we've got to walk past it to get onto the boats. Like, we had two separate boats. We literally had to get Joel and Ryan to stand. So if it's going to eat anyone, it was eating when it used to. And we had to like walk behind you. But to try and stay calm, but I'm actually freaking out to get the kids past. Why Sophie? So I'm going to be calm for her. It was really stressful. Meanwhile, I look over. Joel's got love in his eyes. I can see like the temptation for you to get in the water with that crocodile.
I love crocodiles. I'm obsessed with them.
Like,
she went, I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking, what would happen if I got in? I was like, I'm literally thinking that.
You're like, if I had nothing to live for, I'd be in there. I was like, oh, geez. Because that's your dream, right? Is to one day...
I'd love to swim with crocodiles. I know it's like crazy, right? But some people have done it. Like, there's like a theory that if you're like under the water with them, like with like scuba stuff on, like they won't attack you. They only really attack things on top of the water. Like, these guys tested this theory. I watched this whole documentary about it.
Yeah.
And they basically were swimming with crocodiles in the Nile. And it was insane. But, you know... it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. So maybe hold
it's up. Probably not something that I'm actually ever going to do, but it's just, if someone was like doing it regularly, like, I'd swim all the time with this crocodile, like just come with me. I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh gosh, it scares me. But anyway, I could see it in your eyes. So I was like, absolutely not. But then we get on the boat and then we then see dolphins and we saw everything. Yeah.
And then as we were heading back, the day was done. We were finished. We had not seen a manatee. They were saying those are the things that are hardest to see. And we were heading back and we were like, oh, you know, that's it. It's done. And you were like, no.
No, I was like, we haven't seen the manatee.
Haven't seen the manatee. It's not over. Well, like, we're heading back to shore. All of a sudden, boom, manatee.
Yeah.
I was like, you are unbelievable. Why don't you start doing things like we're going to find like $1 million in like a suitcase or something like that? Like, that would be way more helpful.
Surely you got to hand that back if you found $1 million in a suitcase. You've got to be like, who's this belong to?
It's not stealing if you found it.
Finders keepers and all that.
Losers weepers.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously I missed my mum and dad wasn't on their holiday. So that I actually spent, didn't I? I was a bit sad on one day. Felt sad for them being at home and they should have been with us. But
the thing is, your dad has a fear of flying. But he does now fly, but he still is like really terrified. And he has been to America with us, which is amazing because years ago, like, he wouldn't have even so much as got on a plane to like for 45 minutes, let alone 9 hours.
Mm.
But the last time we went to America, your dad said...
it was a bit much for him.
He said, I think I'm done with the long haul flights.
Mm.
So we didn't like invite them, but then we felt a bit sad that they weren't there.
Yeah.
And then they were at home like all alone because... also your sister and all the grandkids. And
as it did say that, I was like, for 2 weeks, what are they going to do? But yeah, so hopefully if we have another big family holiday that they will come. But that was for my sister's 40th. And we've said the same year we're both 40, we should do a big holiday again with the family. But I actually would really like to do somewhere like Thailand where we can explore and do some really fun things with the kids. And
it would be good. Years ago, we wrote like a bucket list of all the places we wanted to visit.
We only have 3 left.
It's mad because we actually looked at it when we were in Mexico. We're like, oh my God, we've actually ticked off so many of these places.
Mexico was one of the ones on the list. The rest of them was something like, you've put the Amazon rainforest in there. That's one of your wants.
Yeah, I don't ever really want to do that with the kids though. It's more like
I think Thailand was on there and...
Australia. But there's such long flights that right now, the thought of flying to Australia or Thailand with the kids is just like, it's...
yeah,
I don't think it'd be worth it. Like, it would be hell.
No, I agree. Yeah, they're not the right age for that.
Because even like flying to Mexico, how long was the flight to
Mexico? 10 hours. 10 hours there, 9 back.
What was it like? I can't remember.
Oh, to be fair, this is what I was saying. It's actually fine. They were really good.
It was all right, wasn't it?
The girls were really good. Our girls are actually good at flying. They're not.
They're brilliant flyers.
No, and even jet lag. I was saying this the other day that we got home and obviously we're 6 hours behind.
I still feel
when
like I've got jet lag.
When you think about it though, our girls, even the baby, being that we got home, they stayed awake that day and then went to bed at normal 7 p.m, which for them would have been 1 p.m. in Mexico time. They slept through and then woke up the next day and it just...
I struggle so bad with jet lag. Literally, I feel like I'm still not... fully in sync because I like to get up early in the morning. Since we got back from Mexico, I've not got up early. Maybe I've had once. Yeah, I'm not getting
your haircut. That was the only reason you.
Yeah, because I had a haircut at 6 a.m.
You couldn't let him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the way, so do you want to talk about on the way back why we flew separately?
Oh, yeah. So basically, like I said, we booked through TUI and Casey couldn't, I couldn't book her onto TUI. I was going to say the boat then. The plane was full, so I had to get her own flights. But then where I'd got myself so worked up with the TikTok stuff, I was like, right, she can fly out there on her own. That's fine because she's got to leave from the house. But I didn't want her coming home on her own because it was she would have had to sit for 4 hours in Mexico. And I was just like, no, what about if she gets planted drugs and then she can't get back and we're hit. Like, so I said to you.
Well, you worked yourself up. But then I was then calming you down. I was like, don't be ridiculous. Like, she's just been traveling around the world. She's very capable of flying home by herself. Just leave it. Like, she's going to be fine.
And I'm like, no.
Like, people do it all the time. Yeah. And then I thought about it for a second. I thought, hold on a second. Sarah is recommending that I fly home with Casey and not fly home with her and all of the kids. And if I fly home with Casey, me and Casey can be in like premium economy with no kids and I can sleep, I can watch movies. And then I was telling her, I was like, do you know what? Maybe it would be safer if I flew home with Casey. I think you're onto something here. And I happily booked onto that flight with Casey.
Yeah, but I felt better. It was something that then it eased my mind.
How was your flight home without me?
Easy.
No, don't say that. You know, it was harder without me there.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Harder without you there.
Because you make out like I don't do anything, but I do.
No.
I do. I have to, like, Maddie. I sought Maddie out a lot.
I had Maddie. It's fine. It was a night flight. They slept a load of the time. It's fine.
It weren't stressful.
No, it was stressful in the airport, but I find that stressful anyway. I don't normally find airports abroad stressful, but I did. It was quite busy. It was big. So I did find that quite stressful, but nothing major.
So should we just fly separately every time then?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you make out like...
It's one of those things, though. If you're there, I expect the help. If you're on your own, if I'm on my own, I just do it.
What about if I'm there and you don't expect my help?
No, that's not okay.
I think you work yourself up more when I'm there because you're like, you should be helping more. But
yeah, but why would you not want...
No, I do help. Let's get this. No, let's get this clear.
No, I
do
help. Didn't help.
You just feel I should be helping more.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot. You should.
But when
it's like the school run, right? Every morning I do the school run. You leave for work and fine. But like today when you're coming here, you don't have to go to work. The fact that you were just sat on your phone and I'm like...
For like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you would have sat there for longer. Just because it's 2 seconds, that's because I said to you.
Because you've got a whole routine. Like, I don't want to interrupt your routine.
But I rush to get ready every morning. So it would be nice to have an extra 10 minutes to have curled my hair or whatever I wanted to do. But so you being around to be like, right, what do you need help with?
I made
would
the
be
bed.
Helpful, but otherwise...
Did I make the bed?
Not really.
What do you mean not?
You pulled
it
up.
All right.
Where's the cushions? You left the cushions
on the floor.
You literally pulled it up.
I pulled the duvet over. That's it. Made it look neat and tidy.
That's it. Like, you just pulled it up. I then made it.
So what you're saying is you don't want me to make the bed because I don't do it well.
I want you to make it better. It turned into like a honey, I need to talk situation.
I feel like, honey, I need to talk.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, I can do it daily. That's fine. I don't need you there every day. But if you are there... then the help would be great.
Right? Sometimes as well, it is annoying because like sometimes if I didn't get up early to go to work, it's because I might have stayed up late the night before working or something. But then
No, that's not true. I've then let you sleep in.
Do you?
This week, yeah.
No,
you were literally asleep on the sofa the other day and I didn't even wake you.
I was asleep on the sofa because I had to get up with Maddie at like whatever time in the morning. And then me and Maddie went back.
So what I'm saying is, yeah, today you then was helpful once I say it, but yeah.
All right, let's not argue. Yeah?
Yeah, let's move on from that.
Yeah, let's do that before we have a big argument about nothing. Okay, so we have this week's dilemma sent in by a listener, and it's actually very relevant to us traveling with kids. So it says, hey, I need some advice, please. I'm going on holiday with my family this summer and I'm feeling anxious about the flight. It's not a long flight, about 3/4 hours. We went last year with my little girl. She was 8 months old. I was an absolute angel, slept the whole flight, and passengers didn't even realize there was a baby on flight.
Aww.
But this year, when we go, she'll be 20 months old and she'll be similar to your Maddie. She's never still and a little wild child. Do you have any advice for the flight? As I know you've traveled a lot with the girls. My family are trying to reassure me and telling me not to take notice of others, but I can't help the anxiety of the flight. Thank you. Gone, Sarah. Super mum. Only Sarah will be able to actually give you advice about this because apparently I don't do anything to help. So
no.
Over to you, Sarah.
Okay. So anyway, I was about to get into it with you. I was basically like, you have, other than you might look after on the plane like first part of that time, you've done none of the packing. You have no idea what we take to keep her entertained. Anyway, I would say that you make sure you have plenty of snacks. Because snacks
for yourself or the kid?
Both. Definitely have some for yourself. I always make sure I've got a can of Red Bull and some chocolate. No, make sure you've got plenty of snacks and then toys that they are interested in. Play-Doh is a really good one. And a lot of fidget, you know, like the fidget, is that what they're called? Like,
oh, like, there's like these fidget toys that have like sensory, loads of different, but like you can spin it, twist it, yeah.
I bought one from Amazon. It was actually like, it's like a book. When you open it, it's got like, you can tie laces, you can do buckles and things like that.
It kept Sarah entertained for hours. Amazing. While Maddie slept.
But also like those books, those magnetic like drawings. So when you press it, it erases. I would just literally take a bag full of toys and snacks and then they play. And don't be afraid if they cry. Don't be afraid to let them walk up and down. We often do that, don't we? We would sit and just watch as she's here. And then most of the time, everyone's nice around and gets it.
My advice was definitely going to be, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the other passengers. Like, you know what you're signing up for when you go on a flight. You know it's not a kid-free flight.
Yeah.
So do you know what? We've all either been kids or we've got kids. So, you know, no one is immune to have been a disturbance to someone on a flight. So don't worry about it. Literally, do not worry about it. If your kid cries, they cry. There'll be other kids crying on the flight. It's not like you're the only person who brought a child on the flight. And no, everyone's like, exactly. God, what was she thinking? And it's only, I know 3-4 hours sounds long, but trust me, we've done quite a few like 9-10 hour flights now. Mm-hmm. And I always think before, I actually do think, oh God, this is going to be hell. And it never really is. It's never like hell.
I would say at that age, the hardest thing is that they have to sit on your lap for takeoff and landing. Because they don't quite understand it. So they're the times that you've really got to keep them entertained. So drinks, snacks, or we actually do a lot of the time try and work it around like a nap time as well, which is really good. So some milk and just nap, because then that will take up half of the...
Also, that actually reminds me, when Casey and Grace were like really little and we were on a flight back from America, there was a guy in front of us and he had... 3 seats to himself, and he laid out on these seats, right, blanket, everything, like literally this guy thought he was in a hotel room.
Nice.
And one of our kids was like crying and acting up or whatever, just normal, nothing crazy, just normal. He literally was like tutting and huffing and puffing, and he eventually sat up and he peered over to me and he was like, I think there are actually other seats available, like as in we move. I was like, oh cool. Yeah. Then like feel free to move then. But he didn't want to give up his 3 luxury seats of a bed, but wanted to basically tell me to move.
Acting like he's in business class, but not being in business class.
Yeah, but that is the only experience in all of the years, like in 18 years of, and we've been on so many flights with our kids, that's the only experience I've ever had where someone...
That is part of the reason why I wouldn't take my kids in business class as well. One, money before anything, but two... I do think like you're paying for that. You're paying for a really relaxing flight. The amount of money you pay. So if we did have our kids who are running up and down.
Yeah, imagine if you actually.
I would then be feeling like I'm being judged and I'd be like on tenterhooks. When I flew back from New York, having Grace and Lily who are like, oh my God, there's this and there's this. And I'm like, you be quiet. And they're teenage girls. But I was just like, because people.
Me and Roland were like that in business class when we flew to Miami.
Me too.
Oh my God, look at this. Look, this thing goes up and down and da da da. Like, let's put the socks on. Let's put the mask on.
So good. But yeah, No, that's when I would feel probably judged. But no, I
mean, us flying business class with all of the kids would be ridiculous. Can you imagine, like, seven of us in business class? Like, gosh. One, the cost would be unbelievable.
Two, like, wouldn't we basically take up business class? It's not that many. How many seats is there anyway? No, like,
it's probably like a good 20 seats in business class.
So we've taken up like basically half.
Yeah, half. And just like annoy the hell out of everyone. But
yeah, no, maybe when they're older and...
Maybe when they're older and they can pay for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
In fact, it's quite nice because Casey's at that age now where she can actually...
Well, that's what...
She actually upgraded herself.
She paid to go to Mexico. So she said...
And she flew business class.
She'll pay for that flight because...
She flew business class by herself. Like, she didn't fly with us.
Yeah.
She's living that life.
Damn it.
What were we thinking? Just keep having more kids, more kids. It's actually... Oh, that is something... That I was going to say, this has happened three times in the last 2 weeks that people think that me and Casey are dating. Oh, God, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, it freaks us both out.
You went out the other day and you came back and was like, I need a t-shirt to say I'm her dad. Like,
yeah, we need a t-shirt to say dad and daughter with arrows pointing. So we went, she's like looking at new cars. So we went to this place. I used to think about it more like and try and say things like, we'll ask your mum when we get home or something like that, like, so people got the idea or like introduce myself as like, oh, I'm Casey's dad. But I just don't know why the last few times I've not really thought about it. We went to this car showroom. She'd obviously been talking to the person, saying like, I'm coming or whatever. So we get there and we're there for like 45 minutes talking to the guy. And then some reason Casey, I don't know why she said this. She said something about having kids in the future, as in like what car she would want. She's not pregnant. She's not even got a boyfriend. She's single. But she mentioned like, oh, when I do eventually have kids, da, 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 da.
I mean, yeah.
And I went, all right, slow down. Like, that's not for a long time. Like, bit of banter. He looked at me almost like, oh, as if I'm telling my girlfriend I don't want kids. Oh, he looked at me. I looked at him and I thought, oh, God, he thinks we're a couple. And he went, you guys are a couple though, right? I went, no, I'm her dad. His jaw hit the floor. He was like, no way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that happened to you. Yeah, it happened another two times in the last 2 weeks. So
it's worse for me. They think I'm their sister.
No, they think you're the nan. They think you're the nan. Don't you feel offended when they don't say it about you though?
No.
No, okay.
You know, no, people do think I'm actually their sister. I'm not their mum.
Oh, do they actually? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's funny, but it was the truth.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it before, what it's called.
I've never heard them say you're a girlfriend. Like,
I'm not the girlfriend.
Boyfriend, then, or whatever, but yeah.
Cool.
Another dilemma?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have another dilemma. All right, so we've got another dilemma. I'm 18 at uni and want to start doing a bit of solo traveling and stuff over summer, but my parents are not comfortable with the idea and think it's too dangerous. I'm already a nervous person, so I'm very cautious. So them jumping to worst case scenarios is making me overthink it and make me more scared too. Obviously, it can be dangerous, but I don't want to spend my life staying in my house to avoid any and all danger. I know you've been in similar situation with Casey. So do you have any advice either for me or for them?
Oh.
If Casey was going solo traveling, I would be very worried and scared for her. But I would also be like, wow, that is very brave of you. Mm. And I think that will be a life-changing experience. And of course, there's dangers and risks with everything, even if you go traveling with a friend. Like, there's always going to be risks, but I do think it's not that uncommon. Like, there will be so many other people who are solo traveling that you'll meet up with them and you won't really probably spend a lot of time by yourself, because as soon as you get there and you're in a hostel and you make friends, like, you'll no longer be solo.
Gosh, as her parent, I would find that so hard. Like, I found it hard anyway.
Yeah, but let's say that Casey went and she didn't go with Ava. How quickly did she make a group of friends? And how often was it actually just her and Ava? Not a lot.
Well, I was trying to think, because firstly, it's hard because in their position that she hasn't gone yet. So we can say that in hindsight, because Casey did go. But being in that situation, I would be scared and wouldn't want her to go on her own. My advice would be to see if there's someone you can go with, even if it was like they can only go for like a holiday and then they leave, because you should have hopefully then by like met a couple of people you can then continue with.
Yeah.
Casey's friend, Charlie, who did meet them out there was a group of them, they met. He's still traveling solo. He's done that. And I say to Casey all the time, like, I think he's so brave. Like that, something I could never do.
I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't not do it because it's dangerous. I just wouldn't do it because I think I'd probably make no friends. Like, but my cousin did it. She's the same age as Casey. She did it for a few months and she had the absolute best time and made loads of friends.
I think
and
there's ones you can, like, so see with Casey, she went, when Casey went to Australia, that was through a company called My Adventure Project. I believe that's what it's called. They actually do ones for solo where they can help you and put you with, like, they can put you in girls only
accommodation,
and so they keep you safe. So that I would definitely recommend if you are going to do it, then go.
Yeah, do
that.
It with a tour company. And obviously, Casey had a good experience with My Adventure Project, so you could check them out. But I'd say, like, you're almost like not then solo traveling, so it's absolutely fine because you're being put with a group that are going to be on the same itinerary as you. And if you're on the same itinerary, like, all the way through, then you're going to make friends and you're not really going to be alone. Like, what scenarios are you actually going to be alone and in danger? Like, probably not a lot, really.
I would worry with Casey's, like, the evening stuff, like, the going home, and if she's got to walk back on her own and stuff.
Yeah, but stay with a group. Make friends and just stay with them. It's easy for us to say this. If Casey was going, we would be like absolutely worried sick. But at the same time, I wouldn't stop
her. The fact that she's saying she's already a nervous person, although that doesn't sound give you confidence, it does give me confidence that she's more aware of her surroundings. She's not just like, oh, I'm just going to go off. You know, like, Casey's quite a nervous person. So then she's aware of
the But the thing is, you've got to live your life. And the most fun and everything that happens that's like really exciting and interesting and fun, it happens outside your comfort zone.
My last bit of advice would be to try and go with a company where they can help set it all up for you rather than just be like, I'm getting a plane.
Yeah, don't do that. And, don't be reckless.
Just going to see how
stay safe. Be smart.
Yeah.
Travel
safe.
Yeah. I couldn't think of a nurse to the tagline. No,
that was terrible.
I'll work on it. All right, guys, that is all we have time for this week. Could you do us a huge favor? Could you rate us 5 stars wherever you are listening to this? Could you leave us a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, and also subscribe to the channel? It helps us massively and we really appreciate it. So yeah, thanks for watching or listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.